This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A proposed bill would allow Colorado universities to pay athletes directly and keep the information secret. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George told lawmakers that other states are keeping exact payments to athletes secret.
In order for CU athletics to compete at the highest levels, we must be on an even footing with our peer institutions in other states.
Media groups reject that argument. Tim Regan Porter runs the Colorado Press Association.
At a minimum, contract amounts should be public, even without names. That would allow the public to see the range of deals, identify disparities, and expose potential abuses.
Lawmakers advanced the bill despite the lack of transparency.
CPR's Ben Marcus. Meanwhile, the bill to fund the government is now before the U.S. Senate. It's unclear if it'll pass. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he'll vote no. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Colorado's House of Representatives split on party lines.
Democratic Representative Diana DeGette voted no because the bill cuts non-defense spending, including health care, by $13 billion, while increasing defense spending by $6 billion. And unlike previous short-term funding bills, DeGette says there were no bipartisan negotiations.
You know, the Republicans control all levers of power, the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if they think they can do this alone, then let's see how it works.
After the vote, House Speaker Mike Johnson sent the chamber home early. That means the Senate will have to pass the House version or face a government shutdown on Friday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 6:06.